Shmaitza. Shmaitza Vav. Why does everybody pick the Shmaitzas with the smallest letters? I don't know. Shmaitza Vav Perikid Beis. You have a Shmaitza for the man.
Oh, Rabbi, you have a great day. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Oh, big letters. Baruch Hashem. Shmaitza Vav Perikid Beis. So, Mike Devo Perkins Bay is talking about the Gemara in Kedushin. Well, I'll bring you up to date. We missed a lot of days. I missed a lot of days last week. And, okay, we're back on track now, I hope. The chickens are finished being shechted.
double meeting over there.
The Gemara in Kedushin has a machlokes Rav and Ravasi. We know that there's a special ne'amonos of a father to say kidashti as biti. So Rav says it only goes to the degree of saying she's osur. It does not go to the degree of giving misa to someone that would go be boil her now. And Ravasi says it's ne'amon even lagabe the chiyuv skila, the onus skila. The Rambam passes like Rav that it's not the skila. And Yeshua asks a tremendous kasher. He asks, the Rambam says, famous Rambam, Isser atzmai ve'ed echad yuchzak, even though you don't give malchus or misal pi an eid echad. But if the eid echad establishes the Isser before it's no geya anonish, establishes that something's osir, then someone comes along and eats it to Edom, warn him and he eats it, he gets malchus. In fact, the Pnei Yeshua, if that din is true, then l'chora that should apply to this case. How could Rav hold you don't give Misa, and how could the Rambam Paskin you don't give Misa? L'chora, it shouldn't be worse than Ho'isra Atzmai Be'ed Echad Yuchzak. The father, Bal Mehocha, the special Nemonis the Torah gives him, but he's also an Eid Echad. And an Eid Echad, even by Dovah Shabarim, the Rambam Ho'isra Atzmai Be'ed Echad Yuchzak. So, he's saying she's an Eishas Ish. He's saying that his daughter is a Meishas Ish. So then the Mela, someone that comes afterwards, and his Boyla should get Misa. That's the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha on, I guess it's on Rav, it's on the Rambam. So the Shmaitza answers that, says the Shmaitza, I told you so, that the Rambam, that Ho'isra Atzmai Be'edechad Yuchzak, requires Huchzak of 30 days. It's not just the say-so of the Eid Echad, but he proves there in previous prokim that it needs a huchzak, is a word that carries the meaning. And when you read the Rambam without the Shmaitza, so you don't see anything. With the word yuchzak meaning. With the word huchzak meaning established. That's all. It's just a word and it means established. The Yisra'atzmai can be established by an Eid Echad. The Shmaitzer Tainas Huchzak is a word laden with meaning, and Huchzak usually means 30 days. Huchzak of Eir, maybe Huchzak of Nida B'Shono Seha, doesn't need 30 days because it's through a Maisa, and it's not through someone say so, but it's through a way of acting. Sometimes you need 30 days by Eishas Ish B'Eir, Huchzak Ish V'Isha, they came to a city and they lived as man and wife. Rakaponim, he says, big chiddush, the Rambam, or Isser Asmai Be'ed Echad Yuchzak, requires 30 days. Rakaponim, that certainly answers the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, because that's all, because you need Huchzak 30 days. And the Gemara and Kedushin, the Machlekes Rav and Ravasi, are going without 30 days. That's why Rav
holds. If it was 30 days, then it would
be the Rambam of Isser Asmai Be'ed Echad Yuchzak.
So the Rambam writes that if the guy doesn't, that 30 days pass, then they would be chayav miso.
He doesn't talk about it there. He says it in other places.
He does say it, but the way it is,
What? He doesn't say it here by passing like Rav. Machlekes Rav and Rav Asi are without Huchzak, just on the say-so of the father. Rav Asi holds you give me so on the say-so of the father because the Torah gave him a special nemonus. Rav holds you don't. But the Bnei Yeshua's kasha, the regular din, as the Bnei Yeshua puts it, of and you give misa if someone then violates that isser, is only with 30 days.
But is the machlokes of Rav and Rav Asi going that because it wasn't 30 days?
It wasn't 30 days, just on the say-so of the father. Because the Torah gave him a special nemonus. How far do we carry the Torah's nemonus? No, the Torah, first of all, by Erechel, there's no parsha of Nogea B'Dover. But anyway, here the Torah, I don't know who's Nogea, the father's Nogea with the daughter. I don't know if he is or he isn't. The Torah gave him an Emonus. He's a Karov. He's a Karov. He's an Erechel. He's the worst possible miserable excuse for Eidus that you could think of. The Torah gave him an Emonus. You learn that from a Pasuk. It's beating the Satan with Yishazel. Okay. The Shmaitzah then goes on to bring a Tosfos Kasha and Kiddushin that says, how in the world could Rav say that you don't give Misa? The Pasuk has a context. You learn it out from the Parsha of Motzi Shemra, as Biti Nosata Lo Isha Zeh, and that's where you learn out the din from, that the father's Nemet is like Yidashti as Biti. So if you open a Chumash and you keep reading, you see that you give her Misa, if she was Mazaneh. So, like, how could Rav say you don't give Hamisa? Just open a Chumash and read it. You do give Hamisa. That's Tosfos Kasha. The Shmaitzer comes to answer Tosfos Kasha. And he has an interesting chap. He says that the Machlekes Rav and Ravasi is totally in the good old Chachmei Provincia. Why? Ravasi holds the root of the machlekes is, could the father be chayza with an amasla? Good old Chachmei Provincia. Could the father be chayza with an amasla? That's the root of their machlokes. That's what the Shmaitzer is mechadish. The Ravasi holds the father cannot be chayza. The Torah gave him an emonos, he's like two edim, and he can't retract even with an amasla. So if he can't retract even with an amasla, it's a dover borer. It means we mamish take on what he's saying. So we take on what he's saying, and guess what? You're going to give Misa based on that also. You're going to take it the whole way. Mashenk and Rav holds that it's not so heavy like Eidus. You could be Chayzer with an Amasla, and therefore Rav holds you don't get Misa because it's not an Isser Bor like we've been saying all along. If you can be Chayzer with an Amasla, so then the Isser that's established by his saying so is not borur, is not definite, is not so clear, and we're not going to give Misa based on that, because you see, he could be chayza with an amasla. So again, the Shmaitzer is machadesh, that the machlek is Rav. Now, if you learn the Gemara, who thinks about amasla? You think, how far did the Torah give you nemonis? How far do we extend the nemonis the Torah gave you? The Shmaitzer comes up with a twist, that it's totally in whether or not he could retract with an amasla. Ravasi holds he cannot retract with an amasla. Even with an amasla, he cannot retract. And therefore, we mamish, it's moror, and And Rav holds he could retract with an amasla. Now, okay, we didn't answer Tosfos Kasha yet. We're going to do it. He goes on to bring a ra'ah. The ra'ah is machadesh. We're going to start learning inside again soon. I'm just bringing everybody up to date. The ra'ah is machadesh that when we find someone is able to be chayzer with an amasla, let's say a woman that says ani mukudesh, it's hamanashis ish, shav yanafsh, chadichet yisura. The din is clear; she can be chayzer with an amasla, right? It's clear. The ra'ah is machadesh. Let's say she says to whom. You want to talk proper English, you'll say to whom, not to who, to whom. She says, this Kadashni to Pliny. The Rav Machadesh, then she cannot be Chayzer even with an Amasla. Because Lav Kol Kamino, she like gave the guy rights. She said he's a husband. He has the right to have to support her, to give her money. I'm just kidding. Yeah, he has rights. He has a wife. So you can't take away his wife. You can't be chayzer with a masla. That's what the Rosh says. Even if you hold, not even if, everybody holds, if a woman says that she's ishani, she could be chayzer with a masla. The Rosh Machadesh, if she says, miskadashti leploni, then she cannot be chayzer even with a masla, she cannot be chayzer. Because she can't mess up this plainly that she was mazake, that she said he has a wife. That's the Ra'ah.
What if he doesn't want it?
He doesn't, you know.
Can he say it's not true? Never happened.
Or if you want to be mechayev him mamon to support her, mazonos, he could say it's not true.
If he can be machzor, then he can knock away her thing.
No, he doesn't have to give her money because he was Makrisha. She can't be Machayev her money. But the Ra'ah then, I believe, would still be true.
Why?
She can't be Chayzer anymore. Because Lidvar Re'ah, he has Chusim.
So she lied. She lied. He's saying, I didn't have to.
Yeah, good. So that's Lagabe him. You can't be Machayev him. But she gave him Chusim, the Ra'ah says. He has Chusim in her now. He gets her Maisi Yodayim. He's saying,
I don't have those questions.
So that would be maybe her girl's called in. I don't know. We could put that on the side.
Right.
The Shmaita doesn't talk about it. We could argue about that. I think the role would still be true, maybe not. He doesn't talk about that scenario. He just talks about Be'etzem. Once you give a person chusim, then you can't be chayzer even with an amasva. That's the Ra'ah. So the Shmaita now juggles all these balls. What did he say to Shmaitza? That the Machlekes Rav and Rav Asi is totally if she can be chayzer with an amasla or not. If the father can be chayzer with an amasla. So says the Shmaitza, the Pasuk is talking about that he named the husband. Because the Pasuk says it's biti nasati l'ish azeh. What's Tosis Kasha? If you read the Pesukim, you forget Skila. So what's Rav going to do with the Pesukim? So now the Shmaita very brilliantly answers as follows. The Machlekes Rav and Rav Asi is toloi if you can be chayzer with an amasla or not. There Machlekes is going on a Mishnah which does not pinpoint the husband. Just says kidashti yizbiti. So that's their Machlekes in a vacuum where you don't pinpoint the husband. So they're arguing if he can be chayzer with an amasla. But the pasuk itself happens to be talking about where the father named the husband. Is beating us out the lo ish hazeh. So then the Ra'ah kicks in. In the pasuk's case, the father definitely cannot be chayzer even with an amasla. Rav and Rav Asi, according to the Shmaitz, again, the Shmaitz is very brilliant. The machlek is whether or not you give misa is going to be dependent on whether or not you can be chayzer with an amasla. That's the Shmaitz, Schiddish. And that's the Chachmei Provincia, and Rav holds, you cannot be chayzer, you could be chayzer with an amasla, and that's why there's no misa. And Rav Asi says, you can be chayzer with an amasla, you cannot be chayzer with an amasla, that's why you do give misa, because it's double borrowed. But now that the Shmaitz has the Ra'ah, so he's able to say that in the Pasuk's case, where you name the husband as Bidin Asadi Lo'ish Hazeh, so there everybody would be moider, because of the Ra'ah, that the father cannot be Chayzer, even with an Amasla, because he named the husband. So that means in the Pasuk's case, you certainly get Misa. And there's no problem with Rav. Rav and Rav Asi are going on the Mishnah where the husband is not named. Where the husband is not named, there's a Machlokes like Rav and Rav Asi. But there's a Tosfos Kasha. He's going to answer Tosfos Kasha now. But the Pasuk is talking about where the husband was named. So according to the Ra'ah, you can no longer be Chayzer even with an Amasla, even according to Rav. So even according to Rav, you get Misa. So there's no problem with the Pasuk. The Shmaita then says that, but everybody, and this is what we learned by the Vort, that the Maribim Leif says everybody argues with the Ra'ah. They say that they don't like the Ra'ah. That's in the paragraph starting with Chubas Mar and Leiv. It says the Ra'ah Shitas Yochid, nobody agrees with the Ra'ah, because he says, and this is already a more complicated Indian, because it gets us into Mominus, and it gets us into a Ktsais, which maybe we'll learn, that's why I Xeroxed it. The Maribim Leif Tainas, if you're talking about just Isser, you can be chayzer with an amasla. Shabi Anashi can be chayzer with an amasla, right? If you're talking about giving someone else chusun, he says you can also be chayzer with an amasla. He says every time by moment it's together, he does baldin. The Marie Ben Lev assumes you can be chayzer with an amasla. That's what this choice is about in Siman Pei. He discusses this point. But meanwhile, we're learning Shmaitz, and we're learning the Marie Ben Lev that argues with the Ramah, with the Ra'ah, and says even if you have a Haidos Baldin that you owe someone money, you give someone Tzchusim with your Haidos Baldin, you couldn't be Chayzer with an Amasla. So, you can be Chayzer al the Isser Shaboy. You can be Chayzer if you gave someone else Tzchusim. So why when they come together can't you be Chayzer? That's what the Marie Ben Lev says. So even if the woman says I was Scottish Laplani, she should be able to be chayzer with an amasla. That's what the Marie Ben Lev says. No, nobody agrees with the Ra'ah. He says, you find the Gemara that if a person on his deathbed admits he owes somebody money, people don't like to admit that they are rich and they like to make themselves very poor. We know the phenomena. Everybody like. It's competition, who's poorer? Everybody's fetching. You're loaded with money. I owe this one money, I owe this one money. I really don't have any money, I owe everybody money. So we don't take a guy too seriously when he says, I owe this guy money. He just, that's the way he talks. So the Ra'ah says, that's a... No. So the Ra'ah extrapolates from that. That you can always be chayzer from Haidos Baldin with an amasla. I mean, the Marie Ben Lev, I'm sorry. Marie Ben Lev extrapolates from that, they can always be chayzer with an amasla. Okay, ha'ola mehadvarim. That's, I don't know if it's a new paragraph or not, because it's still the Marie Ben Lev talking. Yeah, but ha'ola mehadvarim, this is the Pesud of Marie Ben Lev talking. Shemhoya maisa boliyodai. If I would have a story, Ve'isha ha'imeres mekudeshes hani leploni, and then v'chakach nosla masla dvareha, ha'isi korov lomar, well, he hedges his bets here, I don't know. As much as he argues with the Ra'ah, you see, he hedges a little. He says, ha'isi korov lomar, shayson emenes. I would just about say that she's emenes with an amasla. Gam lahai, the Ra'ah, even though the Ra'ah says she can't, lo yisi choshesh lahachmir. I wouldn't really go with the Ra'ah. I'm arguing with the Ra'ah. Elam kain hoysoy meres. Now he does give one exception. This is what the Shmaitz is going to use. The Shmaitz gave this beautiful teretz to Tosis Kasha, right? But his problem is that his teretz is only good according to the Ra'ah. The Marie Ben Lev declared that no one holds like the Ra'ah. Everybody argues with him. So, but then he proceeds to bring down the Marie Ben Lev, that the Marie Ben Lev also has a case, very interesting, also has a case where you cannot be chayzer with an amasla. In other words, in the Ra'ah's case, he holds you could be chayzer with an amasla. He argues with the Ra'ah. But he also agrees that there are sometimes your dibur is so heavy, you can't be chayzer even with an amasla. What's that? Gam lahay dorolo yisi choshesh lahachmir, says the Marie Ben Lev is talking. Elam kein hoysoy meres, only if two conditions are met. The Ra'ah says one condition has to be met. That now you can't be chayzer even with an amasla. Saying to whom you are mekudeshes. He says everybody's arguing with him, but if two conditions are met, then I agree you can't be chayzer even with an amasla. What are the two conditions? If you say to whom you're mekudeshes in front of Bezdin and in front of the guy, those are his two conditions. Elam kein hoysoy meres mekudeshes on either plainy but Bezdin lefnei hamekadesh v'zeh ha'yisi choshesh lahachmir bikoach k'tzei tomim sheyesh biyodi ad kal l'shono. I don't know, we're not going to go into the longness of it. I don't really have clear what the lumbus is, but then his deeper is heavy. It's considered edus, maybe. Maybe you have the inner thing that he's saying in front of the other guy. There's some heaviness, yeah, whatever, I don't know. He says two conditions. Well, it's really three conditions. You're saying to whom? You're saying it in front of the guy, and you're saying it in front of Bezdin.
Okay, so the guy didn't say it's not true. Bezdin notarized it, so like you can't get around it now.
Well, Bezdin can notarize it. They didn't.
Well, if you say it in front of Bezdin, you're kind of like giving it a official stamp. Yeah. Right?
So now the Schmeitzer sees, like in football, he sees there's an opening. Because the Pasuk meets all the requirements of the Mariv and Lev. In the Pasuk's case, where you say, it's clear in the Pesukim, he's talking, the guy's there, because he's saying, Lish Hazer. So, Hazer means he's standing there. And it's very obvious in the Pesukim, they're talking to a Bezdin. So even, so that's the Shmaita has a big smile on his face. And he's saying, even if you don't agree with the Ra'ah, the Mariv and Lev gives us conditions that the Pasuk meets. So we're back to answering Tosfos Kasha. The reason in the Pasuk you give Misa is because you cannot be Chayzer even with an Amashla. Even if you don't know like the Ra'ah. Because you've met all the Mariv and Lev's conditions where he's minded to the Ra'ah. So therefore the Pasuk you give Misa. Hashem is the Machoyz Rabbi Ravasi. The conditions are not met. Okay, let's learn it inside. After the Adkan Lashono. Now the Shmaitz is talking again. Even the Ksiv B'Kro, Gomer of the Anayrol HaSekeinim, that's Bezdin, by the way, is beating the Sad Elish HaZeh, which means the guy standing there. Even the Mayri B'Omer of HaSekeinim, Shehu Bezdin, who B'Fnei HaMakadish, Shom Elish HaZeh, who Chaygav Na'afilu Mandachaylik Ala Ra'ah, Hainu B'Oyve Shaloi B'Fnei Bezdin. That's when you're Chaylik on the Ra'ah. Avo B'Fnei Bezdin, B'Fnei HaMakadish, the Mayri B'Fnei Lev said, Molded along the Hani Amaslo. Kamashi Kazim are in life. Ukra, Kedusiv, and the Posit says, Bethne Bezdin, Dainu Askanim, Ubethne Amakadesh, Chaygadmad loy Mahani Amaslo, Soiklin al Yoda. So therefore, in the Posit, you get Skila, because Maslo doesn't help. Again, all this is predicated on the Shmaitz's view of the Machlekes Rav and Ravasi, that getting skila or not getting skila is dependent on being able to be chayzer with an amasla or not being able to be chayzer with an amasla. So once he sets that up, then he says the pasuk is talking about you can't be chayzer even with an amasla. So that answers Tosfos Kasha. The Machlekes Rav and Ravasi is in their case where you didn't say to whom you were b'kudish. Certainly didn't say it to a bezdin. He didn't say it in front of a guy. So that's their machlokes whether you could be chayzer from this beating the sadi l'shazer with an amas. But in the pasuk, all the conditions are met that everybody's moidi. You cannot be chayzer even with an amasla, and therefore in the pesukim you get malchus.
The fact that the husband is saying she's my wife, like the case of
what?
The fact that the husband is saying she's my wife.
There's no husband saying he's my wife.
In the case
wife.
Of the Torah, he's saying she was.
No, in the case of the Torah. You learn now from the pasuk that the father's never to say who did the to the say. The husband's silent there. The man's not saying anything. Okay, so he's not arguing. So we don't have a raya what would be if he would argue. Like Nachman raised the question, what would happen if you would have the Ra'oz case and the guy would say no? Okay, but in the pasuk he's saying yes.
So
he doesn't say. He just says before. Again, the limud, the extrapolation of the Gemara, that a person is naman to say kidash v'yizbiti, is even if you don't have l'ish hazeh, and even if you don't have him being modeh, and stam l'zoy, and then mainly have the machlokes Rabbi and Ravasi, you give misa. You know, the Gemara darshan is the pasuk is biti nesati l'ish hazeh, that the father has an emonus, even if he wouldn't say l'ish hazeh. You're right, the case of the pasuk is that not only is he saying l'ish hazeh, but the guy's standing here and it's in front of Beis Din, but the guy is also claiming it's his wife. In fact, he's accusing her of adultery. Good, but the Chalukah's Rav and Ravasi is in the extraction of the din. Maybe the Schmeitzer doesn't say it. Please excuse me, maybe. Hello? Yeah? Okay, but I'm in the middle of shiur now, so. No, it's okay, how could you know? So, we'll speak after 9:30. Okay, so that, maybe you're right, but the Shmeitzer is not dealing with it. I don't know why. Maybe you have a very good point that even if not for the Mariban Laves saying, I'm moided to the Ra'ah, if two conditions are met, then maybe in the Pasuk it's like there's even a whopper of a condition met where the husband's moided. Okay, good point. But the Shmeitzer is saying the two conditions in the Mariban Laves are met. That if b'fnei hamikdash and b'fnei habezdin, the kroah could receive b'fnei habezdin. I know it's scared b'fnei hamikdash. If I got my money on masla, soitman al yodim, mainly you get skila. So that the isabora l'milki alei, give the lesson b'chazara on the day on masla. Moish b'sati v'doy. Yis yash, okay, beautiful, excellent, wonderful. Yis yashayv. B'zeh nami l'fi mashakos b'varambam. Hov Shomar Kidash Yazviti Lazev Gulai and Shom. The Rambam Paskins like Rav. The Rambam Paskins like Rav. That you don't get Misa. And the Rambam's talking about you specified to whom. So why don't you get Misa? The pasuk says you do get misa. Mishum the krum myri lefnei hazakenim in front of bezin. The Rambam myri v'zeloi b'fnei bezin. So you don't have a kasha on the Rambam either, because you have that condition has to be met too. Okay, Ella the ikal of meidak. If he's there, but the number of raised the kusudas v'nayin le'ov shenem and lesser is biti. The number of biti nasati la'ish. You learn it out from the pasuk. The Gemara asks, "Hazel amali?" Why does the Torah have to stress this? You are the terrorist for the Torah, the Rabbi Yishmael. Hazel lo liyavo. Like there's a drasha there, but the Shmaitis says, "Uh-oh." According to me, you mamish need the hazel because, or else the whole pasuk doesn't make sense. According to me, the whole reason you give the guy misa is because he said Leish Hazeh, because he pinpointed the Mekadesh. Otherwise he wouldn't give Misa. So what do you mean what he need the Hazeh for? So he said, oh, the Efshar, the Parak, the Ravasi. Maybe the Gemara is going according to Ravasi, that you give Malkus anyway, even if you don't specify the Mekadesh. The Sphere laid dub them only Sokol Adodo, Afilo Hekel Yom Abiti Mekadesh Estam. The Sphere laid dub Mahani Amasla anytime. So maybe that Sugyas HaGemara, maybe a little doichik, maybe, I don't know, that the Sugyas HaGemara that says Hazel Lomoli, the Sugyas HaGemara that says Hazel Lomoli, is talking according to Rabasi. So you don't need the Hazel in order to give Misa. The old, you can even know according to Rab. The Fidel of Rab, the Yitzhak list of Hazel, Bishop Skila, because it's talking about, as Pesach said, he took on a Bezdin. So certainly he's standing there. He's the Tveya. He's the one that took on a Bezdin. So you don't have to, the Pesach doesn't have to say the word Hazer. He's obviously standing there. So even according to Rav, it's talking about obviously that the Mekadesh is there, and the father's saying, it's beating the Sati of the Shazer, with the Mekadesh standing there, and he's obviously saying it's a Bezdin. So that's why you get Malkus even according to Rav. The crush on my Moshe Shem Rav. So Abadi, he's standing in Bezdin. So the Gemara is still good even according to Rav. Okay, that was cute. I mean, Chas V'Shalom, it was very wonderful. Now we move on to Perek Yud Gimel. And we're still talking about the same thing, but Perek Yud Gimel is, okay, we'll see. Specifically, it goes on to be talking about Eidechol, and when there's a special Maimonos, if there's a din keep a Sheikit Shimon Achayzer Magid, whether you can change your mind, with an Amasla, without an Amasla, so on and so forth.
How does the Rebbe decide what Inyan wants to like, talk about? Is it based on any certain criteria, or just...
Well, each Shmaitz is about a different topic.
There's only certain topics in the Shmaitz. It's not like he's going according to any Gemara.
Well, he pretty much... He goes off on tangents, as we see.
But, like, is he on any particular thing?
No. The Shmaitz himself, the Shev Shmaitz, the seven essays are...
Like if he would have came to like Oxville and he would have said like it's not in order, it's like you got to go and edit it, go back home and write it again.
But you see, Rav Shimon, when he wrote Shara Yosher, he based his seven Sha'orim, he followed the Shmaitzer.
But he's writing it on what?
Rav Shimon writes on Shas,
okay,
but he's focused on the Shmaitzer. Because he accepted the Shmaitzer's, this parak is about Chazaka. The Shmaitzer, I mean, is about Chazaka, and the Shmaitzer is about Rov, and Shmaitzer Vov is about Eid Echad.
So the guidelines to that, to the
he accepted them. The Shmaitzer made. I mean, I don't know anyone else that followed that pattern. Rav Shimon did. Shari Yosher. Each shar is about the corresponding Shmaitzer. Shar Aleph and Shari Yosher is about the topic that the Shmaitzer, and he even bases the Sefer on the Shmaitzer. His jumping off point is the Shmaitzer. Like, that's his father, F-O-D-D-E-R. He attacks the Shmaitzer. Like, that's how he, like Rav Abba, when he said Shurim on Kotcher, so, you know, when you say Shurim on Kotcher, so, you know, you have the everything in front of you. Pachim is more sparse, so he used the Brisker Road. So, like, every shear is an attack on the Brisker Road. Like a shimmer with the Schneitzer, you know, you need a foil. You need a foil to decide who you're going to, you know.
Yeah, so this one wants about Moshe Shapiro, what, like, if he holds of the whole Mahalik. So he said to me, he asked me a shayla in the Rambam. So what would you say in the steer in the Rambam? So I gave him an answer. He said, you see, that's what you've been learning for the last 10 years. But over here, Rav Moshe Shapiro, nobody's going to argue. Nobody could argue. Nobody knows anything about what he's saying anyway. So you can't argue about that. You know, that's what he said.
All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow we're going to learn. I want to learn the Ketzois tomorrow. The Ketzois is about, we're going to learn the Ketzois tomorrow. We'll start off learning the Ketzois right now. The Simon Pace of Cotton Olive. About, can you be Chayzer from my daughter's Baldin with an Amasla? Nari Ben Lev assumes you can. That's why he doesn't like the Ra'ah. He says, you can be Chayzer from the Isser aspect with an Amasla, and you can be Chayzer from giving someone a Schus on the day Amasla by Hodas Baldin. So the Ketzois crowd argues with the Nari Ben Lev, and he says, you cannot be, that's a major question. Can you be Chayzer from my daughter's Baldin? Hadas Baldin, you might owe someone money, can you be chayzer with an amasla? So the Ketzoy says you take a can't. Or even leave as soon as you can. So that's an interesting shayla. We'll learn the Ketzoy's believe that tomorrow. Right.